Fighting in the Gaza Strip between Israeli forces and Palestinians has now gone on for 12 days. Israeli airstrikes today hit militants and damaged a bridge in northeast Gaza. Israel rebuffed Hamas calls for a ceasefire, saying any agreement must include release of their captured soldier. Meanwhile, Israeli ground forces on Saturday pulled out of one North Gaza town. Local residents began to clear away damage from 2 days of intense fighting that claimed the lives of 40 Palestinians and one Israeli soldier. From Gaza, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
An Israeli military official says for now the ground operation in the town of Beit Lahia in the north is over. But he added Israel didn't rule out returning. Israeli ground forces are still inside Gaza in the south near a disused airport and along part of the eastern border where sporadic firefights and airstrikes continue. Israel says the operation in Beit Lahia damaged terrorist infrastructure and helped neutralize rocket launchers. Ahmed Al-Attar says the operation damaged his home and the grape and fig fields out front from which he makes his living.
With this operation, they just destroyed the trees and houses. What they are doing here? This has nothing to do with rockets.
They say it does have something to do with rockets, that rockets are fired from open areas around here. Do you think rockets should continue to be fired at Israel or not?
What is this war for? For this sand which we are going to die and to be buried under it? There is no need. For me, rockets should stop from both sides.
For 2 days, Ahmed Al-Attar's house was taken over by Israeli special forces who used the house as an observation post and firing position. Israeli forces knocked down a wall on the north side of his house. Broken pieces of a trashed bedroom spill out into the yard. Soldiers ripped up part of their dining room floor, apparently to reach the sand beneath it for sandbags. Soldiers blasted half a dozen holes in the walls to use as sniper and observation holes. The Al-Attar family, his wife Sama, their 7 children, and some 20 other family members hunkered down frightened in a neighbor's house.
We were not able to sleep all the time, random shooting. Children could not sleep. They were panic all the time, screaming, afraid.
Most of the nearly 40 Palestinians killed in the fighting were militant gunmen, but not all. Ahmed lost 2 cousins in the fighting, he says were farmers, not fighters. Last night, the Israeli army says an airstrike hit gunmen carrying anti-tank missiles just east of Gaza City. A 42-year-old woman, her 6-year-old daughter, and a 20-year-old son were killed in an explosion in that area, according to hospital officials and witnesses. Israel denies the casualties were from its fire. Earlier Saturday, the head of the Hamas-led Palestinian government, Ismail Haniyeh, urged a return to calm on both sides, and he called for negotiations on the captured Israeli soldier. But Haniyeh's call was contradicted by other Hamas leaders here, including Mushir al-Masri, who called the Israeli pullback in the north a victory and pledged more rocket fire.
The Qassam rockets are not offensive rockets. They are defensive rockets, and they will continue as long as aggression against us continues.
Israeli officials rejected Ismail Haniyeh's truce offer, saying it said nothing about releasing the Israeli soldier or stopping daily rocket fire, the 2 conditions, a spokesman said, for any truce. And Hamas militants in the streets, the Hamas paramilitary arm is one of the groups holding the Israeli soldier, said they were not interested in any ceasefire. In the Atatra neighborhood in North Gaza, militants brandished weapons and vowed to continue fighting. This masked Hamas member declined to give his name.
So far, this operation has failed to achieve its purposes. The soldier is still missing, and the rockets have doubled in numbers towards Zionist targets.
10 Qassam rockets were fired overnight and 2 more this morning. One struck a house in the Israeli city of Sderot, lightly injuring 2 people. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.